This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. On this week's show, high-tech ways to walk your pet, the New Year's resolutions for pets and pet parents, then the latest from a popular children's author and illustrator, and Miss Olive has a big announcement for the new year. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It's designerpetsweaters.com, hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Monica, well, we're going into January and everybody's making the New Year's resolution and everybody wants to exercise more. And sometimes with our pet, that can become a bonding experience because people can just go walking with their pet. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. So in January, we celebrate Walk Your Pet Month. And I figure with New Year's resolutions, people are trying to get into shape. You know, include your pet in that because that is a great New Year's resolution for some of our, you know, overweight pets and even our younger pets. You know, they say that a pet that is exercised on a regular basis becomes much better behaved. They have that energy out. They don't go and look for things to keep them entertained. So not only, you know, for our pets to, you know, curb obesity, but to also just have that interaction, it strengthens the pet animal bond. It is great for our pet owners to stay healthy. It's wonderful for our pets to stay healthy and a good weight as well. And then there's also a little extra incentive too that I wanted to let everybody know about. But there is a great app that's out there and it's called Walk for Charity. And it is the app and the app is actually called Walk for Charity. And it's a walk for a dog walking app. And what it does is it uses the GPS on your phone. When you're walking the dog, you just, you know, go into that app. And for all the distances that you walk with your dog, you put in what kind of local charitable organization that is pet charities in your area. And the app actually pays you for the mileage that you do to that charity. So as you're exercising with your dog daily, it'll keep track of your mileage, how much you do, and they'll make a donation and, you know, that pet's name from the app to your local pet charity. So not only are you exercising yourself, exercising your dog, you're staying in shape, you're keeping your pet active and happy. The dog's going to be happier because they're going to have less, you know, pent up energy and you are helping a pet charity. So nothing could, you know, be better than that combination.
Well, and always in January, everyone says in their New Year's resolutions, they want to pay it forward. They want to do things better. What better way than walk your pet, pay it forward to an animal charity? And of course, you're going to want to walk more because you want to make sure that there's more donations put into the animal charity. So it all kind of like is a synergy that all works with each other. What a great idea. What's the name of the app again?
The app is actually called the Walk for Charity Walk a Dog app. And for more information, you can go right to their website, which is www.wooftracks. So wooftrax.com. And they have the links right on there for Google, iTunes, whatever the provider is. And you can go right to the app. You can type in, you know, your location and area, and they'll find you pet charities that are listed on there for your area. You pick which one you would like the donation to go to, and you just start walking.
Wow, what a great way to start the year. So happy New Year. And I look forward to next year with all these great ideas that you give us.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Coming up, are you looking for ways to keep your dogs happy and healthy in the new year? Stay with us.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are welcoming back our nutrition contributor, Kim Gablin, the Senior Marketing Director of Bill Jack's Foods, and she is here today to talk with us about some really helpful tips on New Year's resolutions for pet parents. Hey, Kim, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, you know that we're coming into the new year, it's almost New Year's Eve, and here we are making our New Year's resolutions. Being a pet parent, I want to include my pets in my and what I'm going to be doing in 2018. So what do you have going on? What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's a really good idea, right? Because I think we always do, you know, when you plan for something and then it kind of, your reminder is up to remind you that this is what you're trying to do and you're kind of checking up against those plans, then you have a higher likelihood of doing them. So if you think about your pets and the things you want to do with them for the coming year and kind of what they need, write them down, take 5 or 10 minutes, write them down on a little note that you can, you know, put up on the refrigerator or near the coffee maker, you know, somewhere where you see it, you know, every day or every week. And then, you know, kind of keep track and see how you're doing. That's a really great way to kind of think about what they need for the year and kind of write it all down, get it all out of your head, and then you can kind of make some steps to go ahead and take care of them.
Can you think of like a few popular resolutions that for pet owners?
Yes, you know, there are quite a few that we hear about, but, you know, three of the ones I hear probably the most are, being able to commit to better health for their pet, for training, and for, you know, better quality of time together, right? So, you know, when it comes to better health, you know, the things that we think about our pets and taking care of them would be things like going to the vet on a regular basis. You know, did you go this year? Did you get the shots that you needed to get to be able to take care of them and make sure they're healthy this year? Do they have any other issues going on, you know, that you need to get them to the vet for? Or, you know, it could be weight-related. You know, maybe your pet is a little overweight. And so, you know, because 53% of dogs are overweight. Wow. So, you know, maybe it's time to start measuring your food, maybe get a reduced fat food, for example, be able to kind of think about what you can do to take care of their weight. And again, you know, writing that down and then paying attention to what that might be. Because that's a really big thing. And certainly, you know, we hear a lot about training. You know, maybe your dog has one or two bad habits that, you know, you haven't quite put to bed. So if that's the case, you might want to say, okay, well, you know, I really need to teach my dog how to stay better. And so, you know, write that down as an objective, and then just spend a few minutes every day, right? Maybe it's just 5 minutes. You don't have to spend a long time training, but just spend a few minutes every day working on that stay command in different places, right? In the house, outside, so that they get the sense of what that stay means and that you need it on a regular basis whenever you use it. But whatever it is that they get in training, it's great to be able to think about those things.
Those are great resolutions. And, you know, one of the things you talked about, we talked about nutrition and weight and health, which the pet parent may, such as myself, may have to be thinking about. So what are tips that you can think of to increase your pet's activity in the new year?
Yeah, I think, you know, the third thing I hear a lot about is how do I spend more quality time together with my dog? And so, you know, how do you make time to do that? So, you know, maybe get out a little bit. And, you know, I know that across the country, everybody's kind of got a different climate area. So if it's cold outside, you know, maybe there's a couple things. You might be able to get your dog a jacket. You might still be able to get out for 5 or 10 minutes at a time because you don't want to get out there too much if it's too cold outside. But it could also be just doing some things in the house, right? Getting together, doing some things in the house, or even better, making a play date and having one of your dog's friends and your friends come over so you can all play together, and the dogs can kind of, you know, run and get some energy out and play while they're together.
That's a great idea. A little mommy and me time with friends.
Yeah, like you both get to spend time with your friends, so that's always kind of a nice thing. Yeah.
Now, you had mentioned training, and you guys have some great training tips. Can you share a few of the, you know, if the listeners want to really commit to training their dogs, or if they have new pets, let's just say they adopted a new pet into their homes for the holidays, is there any tips you can give us on training pets?
Yeah, you know, it's really important to have a well-trained dog because that helps them be safe, and then it also keeps your home a happy home, right? Because everybody's doing what they're expected to do. So it's really important to think about training. And, you know, there's so many opportunities to find things online to help you train. I know we work with Joel Silverman, who's a longtime Hollywood dog trainer, mm-hmm. and he does a lot of videos online. So, you know, in a minute or two, you can kind of get down what the kind of key steps are to training that particular behavior. And then, you know, you can go ahead and practice it. And really the things that are really key to are, you know, things like be consistent. You know, take 5 minutes, like I said earlier, mm-hmm. every day, and just practice. It doesn't have to be for a half an hour or 45 minutes. I mean, I know I wouldn't want to do it for 45 minutes. I'm sure my dog wouldn't want to either. So just break it up into little kind of pieces. Be patient. You know, your dog's not going to get it right the first time. And so you just have to be consistent, right, and be patient while they're doing that. And having a good reward, you know, maybe there's a toy that they love. Maybe they love Bill Jack treats. So, you know, being able to have a treat that gets them excited that they want to do what you're asking them to do also helps as well.
My group's very food motivated, so those little treats really can get their attention. And it is. It's you guys have those great, you know, when you go to your webpage, Joel Silverman, who's a phenomenal trainer, has just really small, like little micro training classes so that it's mm-hmm. it's not a long one. And it's very good because it's a video and he shows exactly what you need to do. And they're very, very helpful, especially for people who have adopted a new pet or haven't had a pet in their family and they're planning on getting one in the new year. Those are great little training tips.
Yeah, you know, he does a great job of really just breaking it down mm-hmm. and making it simple, you know. So, you know, he talks about if you're trying to teach your dog to lay down, you have to teach them how to sit first, you know, and then you can teach them how to do that. And then once they can sit, then it's easier to get them to a lay down position. So again, all those little tips make the training easier, and when things are easy, we have the tendency to do them and make them happen, right? So I love Joel's video. So yeah, it's great to hear that you're doing it
too. Yeah. And we talked about how important our pet's health is and nutrition. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about Bill Jack?
Yeah, you know, it's we've been around for 70 years, and we're a family-owned and family-run company. And, you know, what's different about us is how we make our food. So we really believe that getting the nutrition from the ingredients, the high-quality ingredients we use, is really critical. So we use 25 pounds of fresh chicken to make a 30-pound bag of our Bill Jack Adult Select and our Small Great Adult and our Large Great Adult. So we really think that's really important to use that fresh chicken because it helps with getting in the right kind of nutrients your dogs need every day. And then we cook it very gently, and so we don't actually put it through an extruder, which is very high temperature, high pressure, and it cooks very quickly. We actually take our slow and low kind of time to do that, and we make it kind of cook it very gently, and then that helps to protect the nutrients that are in it, and it makes it taste great. So we think food should be both nutritious and great tasting, and so that's what we really try to do with all of our food and our treats.
And you also have the foods that are good for, you know, the senior pet, small pets. You know, it's not just one food. You have an entire selection for people to use, and also with your treats, and then you have some great supplements too that you have. It's like a one-stop shop.
We really feel like it's really important to kind of tailor that nutrition to what your dog needs. And so we do have the small breed senior and then medium and large breed senior dog food. We have grain-free formulas for folks. We also have, like you said, some great supplements. Like we have Biotics, which is a probiotic supplement. And it's actually just a spray. And so you just spray it on your dog's food. You can do it once a day, or you can split up into your two feedings. And it's real quick and easy to use, and it helps give them what they need to have a healthy digestive system and a healthy immune system.
Kim, we use that, and we love it. It's so easy. I don't have to measure anything out. I don't have to put any powder, which they eat around. It's so easy, mm-hmm. and, you know, my girls love it, especially Olive. She needs it with her health, with her condition. So it's really great.
Yeah, my dog loves it. I mean, my dog does great on our food and has great stools, but my stool, you know, it's one of those things we have a dog, right? You're always talking about stools. She has real good firm, you know, in the backyard yep. kind of thing. So it's a really good thing to be able to do, and I can really see the difference in my dog too. So it really doesn't, you know, one more thing you can do kind of if you're committed to taking their health to that next level and making sure you can do all you can do. It's a really effective way to do that.
And another thing we started using was the supplement for the joints, which is really, it's really good also.
Yeah, we actually have a joint formula that we have. It's just in part of the country, so it's mostly on the East Coast to the Midwest and a little bit more on the North side. It's really a great formula. You just mix it with a little bit of water, and then you give it to your dog once a day, and it really helps to support their joint health, especially if they're having a hard time getting upstairs, or if they're having a hard time jumping on the bed or jumping in the car. It can really help make a difference and support their joints really well.
Yeah, I find because she, you know, Olive has three legs, and I find that it's really helped her with her, because we go for chiropractic work or an acupuncture. I mean, we get things done every month, but I find that it's really starting to help her with her leg, you know, and her back, her lower back. So, and we're going to keep using it, and I'm going to see how well it does, but I'm really pleased with it. I have to tell you.
Well, you know, Miss Olive has special circumstances with three legs, but it's interesting because a lot of people think that just large dogs have joint issues, but small dogs, you know, dogs like, dachshunds and smaller dogs, you know, like chihuahuas can sometimes have back issues as well. So it can help a wide range of dogs if your dog is having some challenges, and so it's a really great way to be able to help support your dog's joint health. So it's great to hear that Miss Olive's doing that well.
She is. We like it. We like it. And also your treats. Why don't you tell everybody about your treats so they could, if they want to start out the year with some great treats or something to just help with even training. We talked about training. We can give some information about the treats.
Yeah, you know, we have a wide range of treats available. We think it's really fun to have some variety and different sizes and different flavors of treats. We're probably most well-known for our liver treats, which come in both our original larger size, and then we have a smaller size Little Jacks. And so those are great for training. You know, that you can actually feed one of them. They're about 3 calories each, so they're really, you know, nice and easy to feed. And dogs love to taste them because they're made with milk chicken and chicken liver, and dogs just go nuts. But, you know, just like our food, you were talking earlier, we have grain-free treats. We have our pumpkin dessert jacks out again this year. Mm. So that's kind of exciting and fun. We have a breakfast jack formula that has egg and cheese in it. So, you know, no matter what kind of flavor your dog likes, you know, peanut butter, whatever flavor, we probably have a treat that your dog likes, or maybe five.
And everybody likes different treats. They don't all want the same treat. But
I have to tell you, I have not had my dog refuse any of our treats. So, you know, we have really good luck. They just taste delicious.
It is. It's true. Now, for the listener who wants to learn more about Biljack, who wants to find out where they can purchase Biljack or just learn or join your best friends club, you know, that you have so much going on that we're a part of. We love it. You know, and as I tell you all the time, I look forward to the newsletter when it comes out. It gives me something to look forward to. And there's always different stuff in there and new tips.
Yeah, you know, we're always having fun because, you know, we're dog you know, parents too. So we're always looking for ways to learn more about our dogs and share that information with everyone. So if you come out to our website, that's always a great place to start. It's biljack.com. It's biljack.com. And we have, like you said, you can join our best friends club and get our monthly email newsletter and the opportunity to request coupons as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also, if you have a puppy, we have a puppy club that you could join. So you can also sign up if you just got a puppy around this time. You can always sign up for our puppy club and get some offers and some extra help and support, some emails, that kind of thing, to kind of bring you through this whole kind of puppy growth period for the next year or so. And then we also have, like we said, you know, Joel's videos are out there, but we're also out on Facebook, we're out on Twitter and Instagram, and we're also out on YouTube, which is where a lot of Joel's videos are. Some of them are on the website, but a lot of them are out on YouTube. So, you know, come out, get to know us a little bit more. You know, we love dogs like you do, and so we really are just trying to share what we know and what we learn about dogs and with everyone else so that everybody has a great dog experience.
There's just so much to choose from. And if you're, as we've talked about, you know, we're going into the new year, and if you're looking to make some resolutions and if you're looking for helpful hints or tips, whether it be nutrition, training, activity, anything, supplements, go to biljack.com, get the information, sign up for the newsletter. I love it. We always get new information, and then they have the dog blog. So there's just a lot that you guys have to offer. So I think for making our New Year's resolutions, I hope that we helped everyone today get that all lined up, get their little papers ready to write down. That's what I'm going to do as soon as we hang up. I'm going to start writing down my resolutions. So,
me too. It's time. It's time for me to do mine too.
I know. While we're thinking of it. But again, thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you and everyone at Biljack. And we look forward to talking to you next year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone, and we're looking forward to a great 2018, and I hope everybody has a healthy and happy new year.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment. Hi, Doggy Diva Show listeners. Susan Marie here to take just a half a minute to let you know how much we appreciate your being with us every week to hear great dog tips you can use with your pet, some great stories about rescues, fostering, and some heartwarming stories about second chances for pets who are now in loving forever homes. Be sure to go to our website, thedoggydiva.com, to see pictures of Miss Olive and other dogs we talk about on the show and get to know us a little better. That's thedoggydiva.com, D-O-G-G-Y. We appreciate your feedback, too. Okay, let's get back to the show. Coming up, a popular children's author and illustrator previews her work and in a book you won't want to miss. A must-read for 2018.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
and we would like to welcome back to the Doggy Diva Show the popular children's author and illustrator, Rebecca Phillips, who is the author of Piper Was Afraid and Lily the Fancy Poo. Welcome back, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And for those people who may not remember when you were last on our show, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and about Pause Publishing?
Sure. So Pause Publishing is a company that I actually started with my mom, who's named Sharon Gagne. And we have a passion for bringing parents and children together, spend quality time together, and teach them helpful life lessons that can help them become thoughtful and kind adults.
And that's so important. And your books are extremely inspirational, and you're a very gifted illustrator. So can you tell us about, let's get into the books. Let's talk about your first one, Piper Was Afraid.
Yes. Oh,
I love that book. I actually bought that book before I even met you.
You did?
Yes,
yep,
I loved it. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Yep. So can you tell us, like, what was the inspiration and a little bit about Piper Was Afraid?
So a lot of children, especially now, they're just struggling with fears with all the different things that we have going on in our world. And I struggled a lot with fear as a child. So Piper is actually based on a true story. A friend of mine rescues Irish wolfhounds, and Piper is the largest dog in the bunch, and he was always very afraid. So it was ironic to me that here's this large dog that is afraid of everything, and the little dogs boss him around. So I wanted to do a story for children that was basically saying that anyone can be afraid. It doesn't matter your size or if people think you're brave. Anybody can have these fears. And it's important for us to face our fears and be brave so we can not miss out on the wonderful things that life has for us.
And it's so beautiful. I mean, the way you illustrated it, all of the emotions that Piper has throughout the book. I mean, it's like really cute. And you also have like a little extra member in the book that's seen throughout the book. Can you tell us about that
one? Sure. So there's a little hidden mouse, and in each of our books, we have a little hidden mouse on each page, and it represents the character quality. So Piper, in his book, he has Cornelius, and Cornelius represents courage, and he kind of follows Piper throughout the story. And another thing, too, even though this book is about Piper being afraid, I want kids to have fun with it, and the words get larger and larger as the story goes, so they can get louder and louder. So in the process of helping Piper through his fear, they're actually getting their own fears out by being able to express their emotion by getting loud.
That's
and
so perfect.
Expressing that, yes.
Yes. And also, you know, one of the ones that I love is Lily the Fancy Poo. Can you tell us about Lily and what the inspiration was for Lily the Fancy Poo?
Sure. So Lily is a little bit different. Lily is learns in her story that love is what matters most. And Lily starts off with many different things. She's got lots of toys, and she's got everything that you could ever possibly want in life. But she doesn't have many friends. So Lily has to go and stay with her cousins in the country. And she learns that, you know, even though they don't have as many things as she has at her house, that love is what matters the most in friendships.
And we have to get a visual of Lily, because she is, look at Miss Olive's going, yes, we have to say how beautiful Lily is. Now, Lily is this white, beautiful Maltese.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
If you could just describe Lily, because she's so adorable. And I'm all into pink and fluffy,
yes,
and girly. So this is like totally up my alley.
It was very fun to do the illustrations with Lily. Lily is as fancy. She's just a girly girl. She's a fashionista. And even though she loses a little bit of her fancy by the end, she's still, you know, she's still adorable and cute. And the toy that comes with her, because I do have toys that come with the stories, the Lily toy, I have to say, is absolutely adorable. And kids, they can change out the bows. She's very soft. So, yeah, it's fun.
And that's what I was going to touch on, because with your books, you also offer these beautiful plush characters, which you have Piper, you have Lily, you have the little mouse.
Yes. Yeah.
And the little mouse is actually like hold little messages.
Yes.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. I have, it's a teaching tool for parents and for teachers. So basically Cornelius, you can write Cornelius a little note and put it in his hands, and he takes the fear away. So if you have a fear, you can write it down and give it to Cornelius, and Cornelius, yeah, will take it away. And with Lily, she has a little mouse hidden throughout her story. And the mouse appears when she gets to the country, because that's when she starts learning about love. And her mouse represents love. And the little note that you can write with Lily is loving thoughts to others. So anything that you want to deliver to someone that's near, or maybe it's a grandparent or somebody that lives far away, if you give the little note to Lily, to Lottie the mouse, she will deliver the message.
That's so cute. And now when people purchase your books, how do they get the plush?
So the plush is available at our Etsy shop. And if they go to my website, which is pawzpublishing.com, it's with a Z. So it's P-A-W-Z publishing.com. The Etsy link is under the shop section of the website.
And one of the things I want everyone to know too is you have like little adoption papers.
Yes. So Lily, she comes with a little adoption certificate so the kids can fill out their name and promise to take very good care of Lily and give her lots of love and friendship and attention.
Well, see, and that's what I find to be so refreshing about your books. Not only are they beautifully illustrated, but they have this great, like, for children, an inspirational underlying theme so that it's like it's a really positive, but like not in a corny way positive, but like in a really nice way positive. And I'm telling you, even for adults, I love reading these books. I love having them around in the beautiful like coffee table books. But they have that message, even that adults, it doesn't really matter. It's like age neutral, relating to these messages.
Yeah, they're more inspirational. Mm-hmm. So just reminders of things that, you know, help you through life.
Well, and speaking of inspiration, you actually do readings with your beautifully illustrated and inspiring books for children. I know you travel, you're all over the country, but can you tell us about your readings and what people could do if they want to schedule a reading with you?
Sure. So both my mom and I, we will go to schools and do readings. She is based right now in Connecticut and I'm here in Florida. And so if you're in the area, if your school is in the area, or if we're in your area, we'd be happy to come and do a reading. And you can contact us through the website. So once again, it's pawzpublishing.com with a Z. And you can just go to the contact page and contact me there.
But now, what can the people expect if they're going to a reading?
Sure. So we generally will donate some of the books to the school, and we can either go classroom to classroom or we can do a large group reading. And we encourage the kids to ask questions. A lot of times they are curious about how the illustrations are done, and we can even do a picture or coloring book page. So it's really up to the schools as far as what they want to create as an experience for the kids. It's a lot of fun. I love doing the readings.
And one of the inspirational things that I found out about you is you also go to some of the children's hospitals and you visit them in the hospital, which I think is so wonderful.
Yes.
And they must be like over the moon happy when they see, you know, not only when they hear the book because they're very inspirational, but fun books and see those characters.
So yes, the hospitals that's near and dear to my heart. My mom is actually a pediatric nurse. So that's something that she faces every day, and it's very good to get in there and be able for the kids to take their mind off of whatever it is that they're going through. And we don't usually donate the stuffed toys to the children as well, so they have something as a comfort to, you know, as they're going through their procedures.
That's very special and sweet that you do that. So you're available to read at hospitals too. And the children love it. I mean, I've seen pictures of it and it's just the look on their face is just pure bliss. I mean, there's nothing better to like take a child away than to, and you and I have talked about this even in our own childhoods, to read a book, to have a book either read to you or read a book and imagine all these characters in the book, and then to actually have one of the characters like come jump out of the book at you, like Lily and Piper and the little mice. It's like just so, it's like really cool. It's very nice and very inspirational and comforting for children.
Yes. And it starts to encourage them to do a little bit more make-believe and pretend. I think we live in a very digital world right now where everything's kind of played out for you. And I think that books have that magic where they enable you to kind of create your own story after the story is done with the toys. And we encourage kids to play and imagine and make believe.
And that's what's so special, because I firmly believe that when you educate the children at a young age and teach them about all of this, whether it be about animals, which is the underlying theme of your books, and inspiration, which also ties into all that, I think that it helps to build a terrific foundation in a nice, heartfelt way. For those who want to learn more about your books or learn more about you, where can they go?
So I would suggest we have you can follow us on social media. I always love connecting with people over social media. On Facebook, we are PAWZ Publishing, and that's, you can find us on Facebook under Pause Publishing. And then same with Instagram, it's the at sign and then Pause Publishing and our site. So if you Google Pause Publishing, it'll pop up.
You'll find everything. And I'm so glad you're here today because we had wanted to make a special announcement.
Yay!
Together. Coming out in the new year, we have a really, really, it's a lifelong dream of mine, and it's something that it's wonderful to share with you. And of course, Miss Olive is working with both of us.
Yes.
And what we're going to do, our big news is that Miss Olive has a book coming out in 2018.
Yes.
And I'm very honored to have you as our illustrator because what you did is you captured that magical, whimsical feeling that I wanted to have around her. And should we announce the title?
Yeah, do it.
Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home.
Yay,
Miss Olive.
Miss Olive.
She's looking at us going, I sure did find my forever home. And the underlying theme is about not only rescue, but it's also Olive's a special needs dog. And I think that it highlights that no matter if you're a dog, a cat, a person, whomever, that there's a place in everyone's heart for special people. Mm-hmm. And that's what she is. She's really special. It's really not so much the special needs. So I'm going to kind of let you take the reins with this. And if you want to like go into a little bit about the book, because you and I have been living this for quite a while now.
Yeah. So when you came to me with this, I was so excited that you asked me. And it's such a beautiful story. I love the fact that you've been able to bring in Sophia, the Doggy Diva,
my
into
Sophia
it.
The Doggy Diva,
so
yes.
It's the Doggy Diva Diaries, and I'm excited for your future, for the series of books. But we're hoping to have this finished by Valentine's Day, so by February. I said you think you'll be taking pre-orders for this, mm-hmm. and make an announcement on the Facebook page, and you'll be able to see the cover and see where the book is, see what it looks like, and very exciting.
Yeah, we're going to get the cover out really soon, and what. This I'd like to get it out as soon as possible so that everyone can see it. I'm just going to say that it's been really such an honor working with you because you know how to capture. I gave you all of my thoughts, laid it all out, and I had some wonderful help from Candace also,
yes.
to help and with Colleen, with my sister, with the editing. We had such a fun time putting it together, and then when we all met and you totally got my idea on the whimsical look, the magical whimsical look, and the colors are so beautiful in it that I have to thank you because it's like it was like kismet. Everything clicked at once.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really good. And you captured the essence of Miss Olive, the innocence and the happiness and just the sheer bliss of being Miss Olive. And, you know, this book will be taking her from where she was just before she was rescued to her forever home. So it kind of takes her on that journey in a slightly magical, whimsical,
yes.
way of how she got to where she is. And then we have other books that we have coming out in the future, which will tell more, which will entail more of her friends. She also has her sisters in the book, mm-hmm. and she's going to have a cousin in the book. So there's a lot that we have coming down the pipe, but I'm telling you that I hope that all of you out there, when you see this book, that it fills your heart the way it's filled mine, and hopefully yours, Rebecca, with the sheer innocence and magic of these little dogs.
Absolutely. Well, it's such an honor for me to work on this. I'm having so much fun doing the illustrations. And it's a joy for me to be able to take an idea and bring it to life. I think that's just, I'm so thankful for that gift of illustration, and I'm happy to be working with you and do this. It's so fun.
Thanks. And also, we have to let everyone know, we actually had this mom and kid tested.
Yes.
And my friend Colette, she was wonderful. And some of her friends with, like, we came to the character of, if people only knew what we went through to get to the character of Olive, when you see her, you're going to, hopefully your heart will be taken away, but we went through different phases of how Olive looked, and she came out to this cute little whimsical way that children just loved. And that's what made me feel happy, because, you know, sometimes you have an idea in your head and then someone will look at it and say, well, you know what, I think this is what the kids will like. And then the kids love it. And it was all right. It was all meant to be. So it's been mom and kid tested. So
that was
really happy.
That was fun. That was a fun experience too, to have a few different styles. We started off with her a little bit more realistic, and being able to put them in front of a panel and have them choose and say, this is what we like. And it was unanimous. You know, everyone went with this look, and I love her. I think she's so cute, and I can't wait to show everybody.
Yes. Yeah. I know, when they see the cover, hopefully their hearts will be taken away, because she just looks, I'm looking at the cover right now. I mean, she's just so sweet. You did such a wonderful job, and you captured the essence in her little face and her little body. And, she just, in her dresses, and her little hat. But she, it's a, hopefully an inspirational book. You guys, that you all will find it inspirational and also just fun to read to your children and read yourselves. I mean, that's part of it. And I think that that's what I learned along this journey, that not only is it important for the children to enjoy it, but it's important for the people who are reading it to the children to enjoy reading it, and everybody kind of gets something out of it is what
Absolutely.
I'm hoping.
It's like some of the Disney movies, you know, when you go and you sit down and people watch them with their children, and they get sometimes just as much out of some of these movies and the books. And this is quality time with your child, but you're right. It's also, it's feeding your heart. It's feeding, you know, it's great.
So, oh, yeah. Thank you. And I want to thank, again, all the people who were a part of this. It was definitely a labor of love. We had so much wonderful input. And of course, the biggest inspiration is right next to me, Miss Olive, who's sitting here looking at us right now going, that's me. And actually, it's funny because Rebecca brought the book in with her, the mock-up of the book, and we showed it to Olive, and Olive's tail started wagging right away. She knew it was her. So it's even been pup-proof.
It's
here.
Olive approved.
Yes, it's Olive approved. We have a stamp of her paw print of approval. So that's that even makes it better, huh, Olive?
And when you do readings, you're going to bring Olive with you.
Yes, yeah. Olive will be coming to all of my readings. So, yes, when we do the readings, and again, I was inspired by your readings and what I saw, and also when you went to the hospitals and the different places where you just inspired children, as well as at the bookstores, you do the bookstore readings. So we're looking forward to that ourselves. And I think that that the people who haven't met Olive yet, when they do meet Miss Olive, they're going to fall in love.
Oh, they're going to fall in love.
Absolutely. Yeah, after they know her story. So again, I want to thank you very much. And our book that we worked on together is Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home. And we will have that cover posted on the Facebook page. And I do hope that all of you comment and let us know what you think. Hopefully you'll love it as much as we do. And the book, as Rebecca said, will be available on Valentine's Day, and we'll be taking pre-orders at that time.
Yes.
So, again, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Miss Olive.
Thank you, Rebecca. And again, for those who want to get in touch with you, and I have to tell you, if you're looking for an illustrator, Rebecca is an extremely gifted illustrator. And when you see this book, I mean, her own books are beautiful, but she captured the exact essence of what I wanted and what I was looking for, and what everybody actually contributed to as this came to fruition.
Yeah, I do many different styles. So
yes.
I'm willing to, you know, I think it's about whatever style and feel fits with the story, and that's where you want to go with the illustration.
And that's,
I think, this
why it's important to work with someone like you, because you like get it. You're almost intuitive to what the other person is looking for.
Thank you.
And yeah, you put it out into life. So again, it's Rebecca Phillips, and we have you as the author of Piper Was Afraid and Lily the Fancy Pooh. And again, if anyone wants to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so the best way to get in touch with me is definitely through the website, Pawz Publishing, PAWZ Publishing.com, and just go to the contact page, and it'll email me directly.
Well, I have to thank you, and we are going to have the cover up. It'll be on the Doggy Diva Show Facebook page, and you can all see Miss Olive in the cover of her book. And hopefully for Valentine's Day, you'll pre-order, you'll order it, because it's going to be something that I think that you're all going to love. I hope you love it as much as we do.
They will.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. And Happy New Year. What a great way to start the new year. Thank you, everyone. Happy New Year. We're so happy that Miss Olive's book's coming out in 2018. What a way to end the year. We're ending it on, well, I'll say three good paws here. Three paws from Olive.
Yay, Olive.
So Happy New Year, everyone. And we will be back in just a moment. On behalf of all of us at the Doggy Diva Show, Miss Olive and I want to wish you all a very safe and happy new year. We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our Doggy Divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.